We've got some more snow on the way, and it's an important time to remind everyone about the appropriate ice melting chemicals that will not kill our plants and cause harm to the environment. Joining us live, WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, who's our Friday yard warrior. We will not be working out in the yard with weather like this, but we do have to get rid of that ice so nobody falls and gets hurt out there. So give us a hand here and how to do that without harming anything.
Well, the first thing you want to do is if we get an inch or more of snow, you want to shovel that snow away. And the best place for that snow, if you haven't used any ice melt yet, is right on top of your lawn or other plants. Farmers call a nice snow cover God's mulch because it keeps the temperatures very constant underneath the snow. It's really good for all kind of plants. But of course, you never want to shovel snow that has ice melt mixed in with it. The smart money says after you get rid of the big stuff, there can be an icy coating or something, or just a clean walk. Just spread a tiny little bit of magnesium chloride, calcium chloride, or potassium chloride. Those are the three big alternatives. And they'll keep any residual moisture from freezing up. You know how you get nailed, and this has happened to us all, is the snow at the edge of your walkway melts, the water comes onto your walkway and freezes overnight,
right?
And then you do a really poor Fred Astaire imitation for a very short period of time the next morning.
What do we make sure not to put down?
Rock salt, otherwise known as NaCl. Sometimes a bag or a shaker jug will make it look like it's an alternative. But if the ingredients list NaCl, that's a synonym for rock salt. And really what that container holds is rock salt wearing a wig, high heels, and a dress. You know, that's just trying to fool you. And, you know, the alternatives are really good. You know, we all have this, a little dip in the driveway that collects water and freezes over. Those alternatives will just get rid of that completely. I'm sure you guys have had a dip in your driveway.
Yeah. No, but I was afraid there you were getting a little kinky on our Friday here. Thanks, Mike. WTOP garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior, and then some.